Hello and welcome to my podcast, Learn Reiki and Connect, and it's with me, Tracy Matthews. So this week we are talking about, and we are continuing the theme of the benefits of meditating every day. Now this is a part two. So before we get going, a warm welcome to everybody. And really a reminder that this space is about helping each other. And that's to connect with the light within the energy, that all-knowing, expansive part of us. Because that part communicates to us. It gets our attention. It guides us to the plan that we put in place before we got here. So what I've found in my own life, and certainly with helping others and with the Yasui Reiki courses and the past life regression and the Akashic records, if we listen to this part of ourselves, it really helps us out. And that's why this podcast is all about tuning into that part of ourselves. It's the light. Recognizing that power of the mind. Now, last week, we looked at part one. Now we covered in that, which was quite important really, because it's all about making time. Making time in a very busy world where it just doesn't lend itself to something like this. It seems that the minute we want to try and put some of these practices to meditate in place, sometimes it's the very thing that we can't seem to get it going. We can't get it down. So we were looking at the practicality of how to make that work. We also looked at if we're dealing with an overthinking mind, or the minute we try and meditate, the mind monkeys come out. And some of the, again, real practical tips and just how to deal with that. Something else that came out in last week was understanding the frequency of what meditation looks like and how we can really understand what it looks like when we're not in meditation, but whilst we're in a meditative state. Since we go into these meditative states all the time, so really it's just sort of pinpointing what does that look like for ourselves. Now, something else that we talked about is that expectation of meditation, that when we meditate that we want an outer body experience. And whilst those kind of experiences can happen, most of the time meditation is down to earth. You know, it really helps us out with the life that we've got now. It really helps us with dealing with the overthinking mind, dealing with anxiety, when we don't feel peace, when we feel worried. So it was a lot of practical things and handling really an expectation of what this frequency of meditation will look like. And of course the clarity and the intuitive senses that helps us with life and the challenges that we've got now. Because really, we want to be able to use this so that it will help us through. Because after all, that's what we're here to do. We're right here, right now, having our lives. So this remembering the part of ourselves really is all about expansion of consciousness and our path. And that's why we're just going to jump straight in with this week's and continue that more. Because what are these benefits then of meditating every day? And I always like to ask, you know, in terms of where are you with meditation? How are you getting on? Are you able to meditate? You know, sometimes we have times where we can meditate, and other times we just can't seem to get there. It just seems like everything gets in the way. What do we do when we're in that kind of setup? You know, where are you in getting a routine down? Have you got one down? So we're just going to be looking at some additional key areas. Hence, that's why I had to do it in a three-part. And this is part two, because the benefits are incredible. They're jam-packed. So this week's we're going to be looking at, well, what works for you during meditation? The power of your mind with using intentions. And then we're going to look, well, what's the light that's within you? So stick around. Don't go anywhere. Just stay with me as we just do this together, and hit that subscribe button, because I'm here every week just making sure that we can talk about these kind of subjects, because really it's going to help us out in our everyday lives. Okay, so what works for you during meditation? So what do I mean by this, and why are we even bringing this up? Because I've noticed a couple of things over the years of being one-to-one doing the Usui courses. And the first thing is that we are all so different. We all sort of kind of do similarities and do the same things, but essentially we're quite different. So what does that look like? Well, traditional meditation can start really with a level of getting us into a relaxation. And we start from the feet and we working basically all the way up through the body. Now for some, they are lost between the feet and by the time they get to their head. I don't know if that's happened to you, but I hear that a lot, where they just switch off, something is just not connecting, and hence they've got the mind going or worrying, or you're thinking about anything other than moving relaxation through the body. So this is why I'm talking about this, because I've heard that time and time again. And this is one of the key areas that if this is you, when you go to a class or you go to your yoga or you're just starting out, whatever the reason could be or wherever you're up to, if you find by the time we're sort of getting through, moving up the leg, that you are not with it, that maybe you need to introduce something different. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, this introducing something different basically kind of means that you can get in, or it will turn the key and help you experience meditation. So, for example, I have come across quite a few clients that use breath work. Now, what I mean by that, during a Reiki session, once I connect and I do what sort of little thing that I do in order to sort of bring that energy in and hold that space, I've noticed some start breathing in and then out. And they might do that just a couple of times. And then what I've noticed, because I can feel energy and I can feel when somebody's in a frequency and what type of meditative state, what I've noticed quite consistently is that when those that do the breath in and out, they're in. And what I mean by you're in is that they're in a very calm, focused, meditative state. So is that something that you've tried? And again, how you want to do that. Now, I've noticed when I have a Reiki session is that I don't necessarily start off with it, but then it's like my lungs and my body then move to take a deep breath. And that is might be something that you might like to try. Maybe do it at the start, or you might get a sense. My higher self communicates with me and I get a sense of, right, I need to open up my body and just let that breath in. So you might find that that is a way that you will instantly get into that frequency. Now, for some of the things I am talking about here, I've actually brought up in the 21 Days Meditation Challenge. Now, you might have seen that on YouTube. I put that together to help people on their various parts, whether they've just done a Reiki course or they're new to meditation, or you've had a little gap in it, and then we kind of want to do that meditative sort of challenge and just get going for 21 days. And some of these tips I've sort of put in there because, for example, there are those that like to gaze. And, you know, when it comes to hypnosis, there are different types of ways to sort of get somebody into that frequency. And one of them is through the fixation of the eye. Now, have you tried that? Maybe to light a candle and just gaze. Just fix that sort of eye on the candle and just allow what comes next. Some people are very visual. Some people really like that way and can use that way. And they're quite sort of like surprised how that really works for them. Now, something else. Some people need a guided meditation. Is that you? And what a guided meditation is that someone speaking in a meditative way, a rhythmic way, so that you're able to sort of get to that outcome of just feeling that relaxation, feeling that peace. Now, equally, there might be those, and if you've tried that, you might like a guided meditation, or you might be one of those that sits in silence, no music, nothing. Have you tried that? You might want to have a go and to sort of see what happens when you do that. So this is all about really having a go, because we'll never know unless we kind of give these things a go. Because if we only ever do it one way, then that's the difference between us really sort of enjoying it and really getting in it. And then when we start really enjoying it, well, we want to do it more, don't we? There's nothing worse if we try and then we're bored and we switch off and then our mind's going and then we've just got the whole sort of cycle going. So maybe a guided meditation. So sitting in silence, or you might want to listen to music. There are a lot of us that are clairaudient. I mean, we've got these gifts anyway, but sometimes we lead with them. Once we get on our path, we start really almost strengthening these clairs, the seeing, the knowing, the hearing. And we start sort of developing them, or they just kick in for themselves. Now, for some, and I know for me, if I play a certain music, a certain frequency, I'm in. Now, that might be something you might like to try. Something else as well, and that's all to do with sound resonance. So, chanting. How are you with that? Maybe you're from a part of the world that you use chanting, and that's beautiful. You know, whenever I have experienced those that nationality-wise, that they do that level of chanting wherever they're from, and they do a Reiki course, the surprise on their face that they, like, you can bring this in, yes. Because when we get to second degree of Reiki, there is a chant of the Kota Dharma. So this is really powerful. For some, it's using the vocal cords. Whether that's in a chant, saying something over again, or the breath of the Kota Dharma, or maybe for some, it might be using mantras or affirmations. So do you get my point? Sometimes it's not until we start trying stuff out where we start looking at what really kind of works for us, that works individually in our meditation. So something I tried a couple of months back is using mantras with the mala beads. Now, this whole style of using the mantra and meditation has been around for thousands of years, and it really helps to focus the mind. And for those that you're aware of that, there is beads, and there's 108 beads and a guru bead. So there's like a loop of prayer. Now, I tried that and I wasn't sure if I was going to sort of not necessarily enjoy it, but, you know, I've got used to sort of doing my meditation in a certain way. But I thought, you know what, I feel quite compelled to have a go at this. And a friend was doing it and she recommended, and I thought, okay, I'm going to have a go. And this was like a 41-day mantra. So I've got to say that once I got past that sort of whole thing of hearing my voice, because I was saying the mantras aloud so I can get my tongue around them and say them, and then I started to internalize them. Wow, it's been incredibly powerful. Something which I didn't realize, that there was a sense of increased warmth and energy, a focus state, that connection. Again, it's that frequency of mind. And you know what? When I finished that, because these ones that I was doing is what's called, some of you might know these, is the five elements. So the one that I was doing was the earth element. And I really found it incredible how that quietened my mind. Because a couple of years ago, back in sort of like September, October of 2022, I had a big shift where I was hearing and seeing in my mind's eye spirit. And I've documented that. I've done a blog about it, and I've also done some podcasts about it. But essentially, since that time period, my clairaudience and my clairvoyancy has really shifted. And I've been quite sort of honest that it was done in a way that it just like bangs, went straight in, and it was really quite overwhelming. So the last couple of years, I've just been observing patterns, mind intrusions, and just how we pick up lower astral beings. And this has been something which has really sort of took me by surprise, if I'm going to be totally honest, is how we misinterpret their projected thoughts as our own. So I've been observing and just watching, and hence been sort of talking about it, because this has been a thing that's been happening with us. Now, if this has got you thinking and you might want to find out a little bit more about this, I'll put the link to the podcast, Hearing Voices in Your Head That Are Not Yours. Now, that's a two-part. So part one is all about the symptoms of when an energy attachment can sort of be round you. And that's all to do with how you're sensing that lower vibration around you. The second part of that is earthbound spirits and entities. It's all to do with the techniques they use. I've observed them, and you might find that really fascinating. And I think it's going to be very helpful, because these couple of articles and these podcasts have really sort of sparked more, sort of evoked more in people than I realised. Because I think when this happens, we think something's wrong with us. I've also done a separate podcast where I actually share my own story. Now, you might want to listen into those. I'll put the links to those for you so that you can tune into them. But I want to add, this is not scary. Now, this was my preconceived idea. I thought all this stuff of spirit attachment was scary, but rather it's got more to do with our mental health. And that was a bit of a surprise to me. And that's why I've chosen to share my own personal experience and to help others, just to help us out so that we kind of realize we're not losing our mind, because that was something that I questioned myself. So really powerful. So getting back to what I was saying, like I've just done the last 41 days of doing these mantras, and just how powerful that I've been able to really increase my focus. Now, that doesn't mean to say that we don't hear, because clairaudience and clairvoyancy and all these other incredible gifts are still there. But it just means that for me, I've got a bit more of a way of actually just focusing in, because that's essentially what it's all about, is us just getting into our power, just getting an understanding. So exploring then the various ways to meditate is really important. Maybe there's a couple of things that I've just gone through there that might have just got you, I'm going to try that. Candle gazing, using the coated armor, using chanting, or maybe you know about the five elements. So maybe that might be something for you just to start up again and use your beads. So it's really incredible. And how once we start sort of putting some of these things into practice, we then start seeing the real benefits. Now, something else to add to that is our position. And I say that because if you go somewhere and you do a meditation, you're all lying on the floor for about an hour, you know, you might be absolutely fine on the floor. But for some, and I'm getting a little bit more older now, that laying on the floor really I find uncomfortable. So if I'm going to do anything like a gong bath or lovely sound bath or anything like that, I'll make sure I bring something really padded, because then I know then I will be able to relax and enjoy it rather than feeling a bit broken up after just laying on the floor for a couple of hours. So positions and how we feel is also going to add to whether we feel comfortable or not, whether we're laying down, sitting, or just maybe in your bed. You know, I've been quite open. I like to do my meditation in the morning, and after I've had my shower, I'm just laying on my bed until I get ready to start my day and do my work. But you know what? You need to do you. And that's why I'm bringing it up, because that's really important. So the various ways of how we do our meditation, whether that's breathing, whatever that is, you might like to try that with music, without, silence or guided. But it just means that you might want to explore this a little bit more. Now, something else I'd like to share, and that's really to do with the power of the mind, using your intention. So what do I mean by the power of the mind? Well, firstly, I think we're beginning to really appreciate and understand that our mind is powerful. Because what we focus on, we bring it into our reality. So this is how we arrive when we get on our spiritual journey and path, with this whole big thing of manifestation, and why some people struggle with it. Because we're still trying to understand, and sometimes we're doing things the opposite until we realise of how to bring it around. And I've got to be honest, that was me. I struggled for years with this whole manifestation. The thing is with focusing in the mind, and especially with manifestation, I did it completely back to front. So what that looked like, I knew what I didn't want. So I focused on what I didn't want. So that meant I attracted everything I didn't want. Maybe you resonate with that. It took me ages to figure that out. And it kind of irritated me that I didn't have a grip on it. But then there was the breakthrough. That's the piecing together, really, what Yasui had brought into our awareness, not only in his time and era, but that is really of more impact, because we've got a level of consciousness now more than what Yasui had on the planet at that time. And that's all to do with intention. Yasui left behind the power of the mind that we can use our intention. Now, I'm going to say this in other words, because sometimes, you know, intention, you know, sometimes that doesn't resonate. So another way to say it, the aim while we're meditating. So I think this will be a great help to so many that are struggling with meditation, because I've seen it. Those that are struggling to meditate, that have tried the traditional, that when they get to this method of using the mind or that intention or the aim of when they are meditating, will take out the hit and miss of your whole experience. And why? Because this really works. This is incredible. Now, over the years, you know, I've sat with people and they've just said, I can't meditate. And that's one of the reasons why they've ended up doing a Reiki course. You know, I just can't focus my mind. I'm a bit skeptical, but, you know, I'm here. So we'll see how it goes. And then we learn this method, which is essentially in the Yasui Reiki course. Level 1, 2, master. And of course, we've got a separate teacher one. But essentially, they're surprised because they now get it. That when we use the mind and set the intention, or we have an aim, that when we meditate, and with Yasui, he's very, very focused on connecting with the light that is within, and the light that is connected, well, is source and the divine. That changes everything. This has been the difference of using that intention to feel the peace, the connection, to be consciously aware, recognize a focused state. And what that does, it awakens the light that's within. It shines brighter. And you know what? Then we start tuning in more and more to that light. We hear the frequency of the inner voice. And that's heartwarming. That's incredible. And I have to mention as well that this journey of self-discovery was something I just didn't anticipate. It's just something I didn't even know existed. All I knew is that it opened an internal door to which I was in awe with. It was beautiful. Because what lay hidden or lay within was endless. It was timeless. It was actually precious. And it communicates with us. Because it wants us to get the best from our physical human experience. There is a plan, there's a path, and we're here to sort of, if you like, have a bit of both. Some of the things that's going to be good and some of it is not going to be so good, and how we're going to work through that, because that's the only way we're going to find out, you know. And isn't the journey of self-discovery amazing? You know, where are you at with that? What are you finding out about you? The self-discovery, just what is in you? What are you part of? And, you know, it's just really incredible. And, you know, this self-journey really sort of covers all aspects of ourselves. It's all to do with the people that we meet, our relationships, our work, what makes us happy. And equally, like I mentioned before, yeah, it's going to be the opposite. I call it the positives and the negatives. because we can't have all positives all the time, because then, you know, as much as that's what we want to have to it for it to be good all the time, we don't grow, we don't evolve until we sort of see the opposite. How do we understand and know love until we experience the absence of it? And so on. So this is really powerful. It really is the start of remembering something really powerful that lay within us. It's timeless. And it helps us to really start looking at the life with a different frequency, raising the vibration so we can see it through a different lens. So you might want to continue just thinking, where are you at with that? That whole personal self-discovery and the incredible journey that we're all going through at the moment. You know, whether that's a really sort of negative point or things are just not going our way, to when things are going our way. And that's a lot of what I deal and talk about in this podcast, is how do we maneuver out of some of the most difficult challenges that we can face. So that kind of brings us really to the last point, really, when I'm talking about referring to the light within you. So what is that light? What do you identify that light as being? What is that light to you? Because it's got quite a few labels. It's known as the higher self, the soul. But I love that part. I've really grown to cherish that sort of bigger me, that internal part. Because it's bigger than the physical me and what the life that I'm having now. And maybe you get a sense of that yourself. You know, it's the same part that feels, sees, hears and knows far beyond what's going on right here and right now. You know, it's that part that when it wakes you up, an expansion happens. We grow because it's connected to the divine source, and that changes how we treat others, because we realize we're all one. How you treat somebody else is how you're treating yourself. And that really gets me, because that is just source and love at its best. That is an incredible part of divine love. This is also the part that reminds us why we're here. So we get a sense of self. Now, Yusui was on his own journey of self-discovery. Now, he found a way to connect in with the light that's within us. And that's the aim to meditation. That's why he came. That's one of his, if you like, his purpose. So that we can use the same method of the mind. Our aim is to connect in with that light and intention to meditate. And you know what? There's more. There really is more. And for that, we're going to do that in part 3. So I hope this has kind of really helped you and been useful into the benefits of meditating every day. And really, if we find this time and we find a way in which resonates with ourselves, this could be the very thing, the key that helps us to get into a meditative state. And then use the power of the mind that was left behind, which is using the intention and connecting with that light, because that light will guide you. That light will let you know. And that's really incredible. So if you want to really start meditating more and you want to improve your mental well-being and you want to find out more ways, or you just really want to get something down and get going, I've put together a 21 days meditation challenge. It's on YouTube. It's free. 21 videos every day. So all you have to do is find the time and we do it together. First of all, you'll see me talking about a tip, which is pretty much where I've based some of these things on that we're talking about. And then we'll switch out of the visual, go straight into a 30-minute meditation. This is a way when we start doing, where we start actually sort of thinking about it and we can't do it and nothing happens. And if that's the case, you might want to look at last week's where we talked about the time. All the other podcasts where Can't Meditate, Try This, where we talk a little bit more of what's going on, really, when we say that, when we're finding it difficult to find that time. Or perhaps you've done a Reiki course and you're now ready to follow along. So I hope this is of help to you. Hit the subscribe button and follow along. Don't miss the next one, because we're going to look at part 3 of some of the most incredible benefits and things that we can do with the power of our mind. You can find me, like I mentioned, on YouTube, or you might be listening on other platforms or Spotify. You can also visit the website learnreikiconnect.co.uk. If you're ready to learn Reiki, then the home learning online Reiki will really help you. Or you'd like to contact me and then we can do this together live over Skype, which is really powerful and really incredible. Or you might want to look at the QHHT hypnosis, which is the Dolores Cannon's method. And of course, we've got the Akashic Records sessions equally, which are done over the phone, or they can be done over Skype. And if you want to sort of perfect the art of dowsing, then we've also got a free guidebook, which you can download from the free resources, or you can check out the online workshop and have a look at that for yourself. So I really enjoyed speaking with you this week, and until next time, do take care and bye for now.